I'm Manny Pacheco, and here's your chance to enjoy a long-forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to read that shares Americana through the eyes of character actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will offer his On the Backlot report. Today we honor the invisible voices behind the folks who were dubbed as they attempted to entertain a theater-going audience. The studio factories of Tinseltown were a training ground of teachable moments, including the art of acting on film, choreography, and even poise and posture. But some of our most famous stars simply couldn't carry a tune. The movie moguls didn't want to dispense with their bankable stars, so they were taught to lip-sync to the strains of fabulous vocalists. Early examples of this technique were used by the likes of Joan Crawford and Barbara Stanwyck. Recently at a CineCon film festival, I met India Adams, who candidly wrote about her experiences as the voice of Miss Crawford on such films as The Bandwagon. Stanwyck's counterpart was Martha Tilton in Ball of Fire. By the way, Gene Krupa is actually playing the drums. Here's some audio wizardry on Forgotten Hollywood.
I don't know why they scold me for doing what I'm trying not to do.
In Torch Song, Joan Crawford made her final musical film as a fading legend, performing in tropical makeup for the song Two-Faced Woman. The recording wasn't a new one at MGM, sung by voice double India Adams. It had originally been used with Sid Charisse for The Bandwagon, but was cut from the final film. It's been suggested that they may have dropped the wrong version.
Makeup, I don't belong. I can't help being a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. Giving you a warning, I'll leave you in the morning. Got another lover undercover. I'm like a weather vane that goes with the breeze. My disposition makes me do as I please.
That's why they call her a two-faced woman.
A little bit of
boogie, drum boogie,
boogie.
It really is a killer. Drum boogie,
boogie.
The drum boogie, boogie.
Boogie.
you.
Boogie.
It's really gonna send you drum boogie, drum boogie.
Boogie.
It really is killer, drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum boogie woogie.
Boogie.
You hear the piano romping. Drum boogie,
drum boogie.
The cat's a killer diller. Drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum boogie woogie.
Come on, group, knock yourself out.
Jumping with a drum boogie, drum boogie, drum boogie woogie, yeah!
'Manny Pacheco here, and I'm taking time to celebrate many of the unsung heroes of motion picture musicals, and you're taking a road trip through forgotten Hollywood. When the stories of Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor were told on celluloid, they were very much alive. While Larry Parks and Keith Brazell played these iconic performers, their highlighted tunes were actually sung by Al and Eddie, which gave credibility to the roles. Forgotten Hollywood travels down Primrose Lane.
All right, George, hit it.
Sweet as apple cider, oh, sweeter than all I know. Oh, come out, neath the silvery moonlight, of love I'll whisper, so soft and low, hear me calling to your eye, it seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honey-doo-dee-doo-doo, Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed I do. Seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honey-doo-dee-doo-doo, Ida, Ida, idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed, I doodle do.
Remember me? Jolson. Now, boys, take it easy. Next thing you know, they'll turn out the lights on me, but I wouldn't mind that. Professor!
By the way, Larry Parks earned an Oscar nomination for his performance as Al Jolson.
She'll be back of the curtain singing, and I'll be out in front doing, like in the picture.
That's right.
What?
You gotta do it, Kathy. This thing is too big.
Of course she's got to do it. She's got a 5-year contract with me. Get over to that microphone, Selden.
You heard of Kathy. Now do it.
I'll do it, Don. I'll do it, but I never want to see you again, on or off the screen.
Now, come on, Lena.
What are you going to sing, Miss Lamont?
Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. In what key?
A flat.
A flat.
In A flat.
I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and sing it, just sing it in the rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop that girl. That girl running up the aisle, stop her. That's the girl whose voice you heard and loved tonight. She's the real star of the picture.
The Haynes Sisters.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Singing in the Rain and White Christmas poked fun at the notion of voiceover in song. Ironic for the former, since Debbie Reynolds was dubbed a few times in the film. Curiously, though, Harry Belafonte's singing wasn't used in the cinematic version of Porgy and Bess, despite him being a popular singer. I suspect the director didn't find his vocal style consistent to the character he was portraying. Forgotten Hollywood takes a listen.
Sometime thing. Your mama is the first to name you, and she'll tie you to her apron string. Then she'll shame you and she'll blame you till your woman comes to claim you. Sometime thing. she's got your wedding ring. She'll love you and deceive you, then she'll take your clothes and leave you. Cause a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing. A sometime thing.
The art of dubbing tunes is our engaging examination here on Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco. I'm not a reasonable facsimile now, just to make things clear. Deborah Carr formed a close bond with her singing double, the fabulous Marnie Nixon. Carr insisted on the film studio casting her friend's voice in The King and I and An Affair to Remember. Forgotten Hollywood shares this little secret.
My memories are happy tonight.
return, Marnie Nixon and others record tunes from Broadway from big-time stars. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of character actors of Hollywood's golden age, including Lionel Barrymore, John Carradine, Gloria Graham, and Eddie Rochester Anderson. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features great cinema, including Stagecoach, Captain's Courageous, and Lawrence of Arabia. The book has been the recipient of awards from USA Book News, Premier Books, BooksandAuthors.com, the Hollywood Book Festival, and gold medalist at the 2010 World Book Awards. It's also been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the American Film Institute, and the Writers Guild and SAG Foundations. You can buy your copy of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble stores, and you can download it to your virtual libraries and ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History makes a great gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up or download your copy today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
I, Anton, take thee, Maria.
I, Maria, take thee, Anton.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to honor.
To hold and to keep.
From each sun to each moon.
From tomorrow to tomorrow.
From now to forever.
Till death do us part.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Death will part.
When you're a jet, you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, company's expected. You're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking.
Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
It ain't safe to go into PR territory.
We need to dance tonight at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's neutral territory.
Hey, Rab, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-o.
So listen, everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony me at the dance at the 10. And walk tall!
We always walk tall.
We're jets!
The greatest!
When you're a jet, you're a top cat in town. You're a gold medal kid with a heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swingin'est thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king.
The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clinking. The shots are still clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken.
Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well.
Here come the jets, little world's left aside. Better go underground, better run, better hide. We're drawing the line, so keep your noses hidden. We're hanging a sign, the visitor's forbidden, and we ain't kidding.
Here come the jets, yeah,
and we're gonna beat every last bugging gang on the whole bugging street, on the whole bugging ever.
The standards sung by Russ Tamblyn and Richard Beamer in West Side Story were actually the singing voices of Jimmy Bryant and Tucker Smith. My Fair Lady and The Sound of Music were Broadway-based film productions, infamously instrumental in ending the practice of covering the crooning voice of actors. Again, here's Marnie Nixon, and singing for Christopher Plummer is Bill Lee on Forgotten Hollywood.
And the world is full of singing, and I am winging higher than the birds. Touch, and my heart begins to crumble. The heavens tumble, darling, and I'm...
Words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much, show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Sing me no song, read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time, show me. Don't talk of June, don't talk of fall, don't talk at all, show me. Never do I ever want to hear another word, there isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream, say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine, please don't explain, show me, show me. Wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show me now.
Edelweiss, every morning you
happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland for.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. Another phrase that echoes around the backlots of Hollywood is, no good roles for women. Now, this one really surprises me since, let's face it, there's a Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress award every year. And let's not forget the sum total of nominees as well. Sounds like sour grapes to me. After all, Meryl Streep never complains. Of course, there are those who insist that she's the only one getting those good roles. Personally, I don't think that's fair. Are there no good roles, or do the actors make them good? After all, if you don't count Meryl Streep, then you still have, Helen Mirren, or Dame Judi Dench. Dench can do anything from Lady Macbeth to James Bond's boss. And she got a death scene in the last one of those. Helen Mirren and Cate Blanchett have both played a Queen of England and both played in Bruce Willis action films. Can a woman be sexy and act? Of course. Consider Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth. Can they play strong characters in a male-dominated world? Consider Rita Hayworth or Joan Crawford. As for buddy films, the guys get Ocean's 11 and Hangover 3. Begins to look like buddy films can only be made in Las Vegas. And only the guys who drink a lot get featured. The ladies get serious ensemble stuff like Mystic Pizza, Beaches, Fried Green Tomatoes, and the Yaya Sisters. I will grant that some movies have to be male-dominant. After all, only guys can play Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. James Bond will always be a guy, and I, for one, am getting tired of hearing about how the next Bond girl is going to be a new independent woman. They've been saying that ever since The Blonde Pilot in Goldfinger. On the other hand, how many great epics like Gandhi or The 300 need to have a strong female role in the middle of the story for balance? On top of which, only Sigourney Weaver could have played Ripley in the Alien movies. And for that, she became one of the few sci-fi film stars to ever get an Oscar consideration. And we can't forget Sally Field. She went from roles like Gidget and the Flying Nun to becoming Forrest Gump's mother and Spider-Man's aunt. And along the way, she picked up two Oscars and an Emmy that she got for Sybil. That's why we really like her.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for providing your very real voice to each week's Backlot Report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, I appreciate another grand effort. We conclude our look at the thankless job of putting audio talent into the mouths of the great actors, such as Jane Mansfield. She couldn't sing a lick. The movie was called The Sheriff of Fractured Jaw, and the voice used was none other than the incomparable Connie Francis. The young ingenue had a heck of a background career before she officially hit pay dirt. Also covering for Tuesday Weld and Frida Holloway on screen.
As I sing to the hills in the valley of love, I love you.
I love you.
I from the hills to the valley of love. I love.
What a dominated fool to think you were the earth and sky.
What a fool I was, what an addlepated fool, what a mutton-headed dolt was I. Now, my reverberating friend, you are not the beginning and the end.
You impudent hussy. Is that an idea in your head or a word in your mouth that I haven't put there?
There'll be spring every year without you. England still will be here without you. There'll be fruit on the tree and a shore by the sea. There'll be crumpets and tea without you. Art and music will thrive without you. Somehow Keats will survive without you. And there still will be rain on that plain down in Spain. Even that will remain without you. I can do without you. You, dear friend, who talk so well, you can go to Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire. They can still rule the land without you. Windsor Castle will stand without you. And without much ado, we can all muddle through without you.
You brazen hussy.
Without your pulling it, the tide comes in. Without your twirling it, the earth can spin. Without your pushing them, the clouds are all mine. If they can do without you, ducky, so can I. I shall not feel alone without you. I can stand on my own without you. So go back in your shell. I can do bloody well without...
By George, I really did it. I did it, I did it. I said I'd make a woman, and indeed I did. I knew that I could do it. I knew it, I knew it. I said I'd make a woman and succeed, I did. Eliza, you're magnificent. 5 minutes ago, you were a millstone round my neck, and now you're a tower of strength, a consort battleship. I like you this way.
Goodbye, Professor Higgins. You shall not be seeing me again.
Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Yeah.
guess it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
And quiet and all.